I'm going to take the liberty of doing something today that I usually try not to do. I usually try never to say over the same shtickle or the same drusha twice. However, there's a particular drusha that's very near and dear to my heart, which comes up about this week's parsha. I said it, I think, 3 years ago on a yeshiva Shabbaton, which means that it obviously wasn't recorded. And it's a very, very important Yesedus Dika shtickle about Mesira, about Maimed Har Sinai, and about what Torah means to us. So I'd like to share that with you as we approach the Shabbaton, and also as we go into Parashas Yisro, Maimed Har Sinai. Towards the end of last week's parsha, after you have the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Mara, Rafidim, Milchemes Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua that we have to always remember what Amalek did to us. And Hashem says to Moshe that it's not good enough to just remember it. We have to write it down for Megillah Sefer. Says the Torah, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Ksoiv zois zikaron basefer. Write this down as a remembrance on a parchment. Vesim ba'ozne Yeshua. And put it into the ears of Yeshua. Ki macha yemcha zecher amolek mitachas ha-shamayim. Two phrases. Two dinim. Ksoiv zois zikaron basefer. Write it on a parchment. Vesim ba'ozne Yeshua. Put it in the ears of Yeshua. L'maisa, it's a repeating theme in many places in the Torah. Another one is in Hazinu, where we're talking about the Shiras Hazinu, or we're talking about Ksiva Sefer Torah. It says, Va'ata kisvu lochemes ha-shira hazais. Write the Shira. Write the Shiras Hazinu. Write the Torah. V'limda b'nei Yisrael, or v'lamda b'nei Yisrael, teach it to B'nai Yisrael, Sima B'Piyim. Put it in their mouths. What are these two dinim? The din of Zikaron B'Sefer, the din of Kisvu Lachem, and the din of B'Ozne Yeshua, the din of Sima B'Piyim. The Brisker Rav has a long shtickle on it. And he takes off from a Sifri that has a very catchy lashon. It says, Tzarech Adam Liyos Liboy Ve'enav Ve'oznav Mechavlam Ledivrei Torah. And the Brisker Rav says that there are two dinim. There's Torah Shebiksav, and there's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiksav is Ksof Zois Yikaron B'Sefer. Torah Shebiksav is Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Zois. And then you have Torah Shebal Peh, you have the Mesira. The Mesira is Sima B'Fiyem, the Mesira is Ba'azne Yehoshua, and you always need both. You need the written Torah, and you need the Torah Shebal Peh. But they have different rules. And the Brisker Rav says, in the middle of his shtickle also, he says that all of the Torah that's written, you're not supposed to say over Bal Peh. Dvarim Shebiksav, Ya Torah Shai, Loimrim Bal Peh. And then he says something else, Gemara in Gittin, the Dvarim Shebal Peh, Iyata Rashai Lo'imram Biksav. Dvarim Shebal Peh, Iyata Rashai Lo'imram Biksav. It's a Gemara in Gittin, it's a halacha, hagam that it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, because of the fact that we don't practice that anymore. Because there's another Gemara in Gittin that says that there's a halacha of Eis Lasois LaHashem Eferu Torah Secha, that when you have to do something in order for the betterment of Torah at large, betterment of Klal Yisrael, so you waive halachas. So the halacha is that Me'ikar Adin Torah Shebal Peh cannot be written. The only reason that we write Torah Shebal Peh, the reason that we have our Mishnayos and our Gemaras and our Rishonim and our Achronim is because of Eis Lasois LaHashem Heferu Torah Secha. Aye, so you'll tell me it's a dead halacha. Now you can write whatever you want. It's not a dead halacha. The truth of the matter is it's still very, very much alive. And if you go through the Hakdamas of various Svarim, going back to the Rishonim, like the Meiri, going back to the Darkei Moshe, there's a Tshuva of a Chassam Sofer, you see that they all are very into apologetics as to why they wrote their Sefer. What do you need my Sefer? What's my Sefer necessary for Klal Yisrael? The only reason you're allowed to write a Sefer, you're allowed to write Torah Shebal Peh, is because of Eis Lasa Eis Lasha Mefer Torah Secha. So you find that the Meiri says, Ubo Betam Heter Zeh Mizeh HaPosuk, the only reason that I'm writing the Meiri is because of Eis Lasa Eis Lasha Mefer Torah Secha. Otherwise, I couldn't write the book. The Darkei Moshe, in the Darkei Moshe HaKotzer, where he explains why he's so terse, he says, because the heter is not a blanket heter, so I have to be terse. He says, Mikol makim dvarm shebal peh iyata rishay l'kaisvan mifnei hatoos. I don't want to be long-winded because you're really not allowed to write things. Then there's my favorite one. You have a Tshuva Chassam Sofer who's writing to the Maratz Chiyus. And he's complimenting the Maratz Chiyus about the Maratz Chiyus' Sefer. And he says, how different is your Sefer mimechabrei asvarim achadashim, from the writers of these new books. You know, imagine what we say today. Anybody who writes a book, because he wants to make a big name for himself by writing a book. But he's not going to be successful in doing it. Because all the critics are going to come, and they'll search, and they're going to find all the problems. Aside from the fact that somebody who writes this type of a sefer is over on an issa deraisa of dvarm shebal peh yatar shai l'kaisvan, v'loy hutar el mishum eis lasas l'Hashem eferu terasecha v'meinenu eis l'Hashem harei isuroi b'mkaymai oimei. So you need a reason to write a sefer. Sometimes it could be for your own chizuk. It keeps you going in limra Torah. Sometimes the door needs it. But basically, the isser of writing Torah Shebal Peh still exists, and the only reason that you're allowed to break it is because you or somebody else needs it. But the question is why? What's the problem with writing down Torah Shebal Peh? Why can't you write it? What's the deal? So the most basic reason is a reason given by the Ran. And the Darkei Moshe really says this in the piece that I just read. The Ran explains, it's an Arichas over here in Megillah. He says that when I explain something to you, you can ask me questions. You can hear the tone of my voice. You can see my punctuation and the way that I say the words. You know where there stops and you know where there starts. But when something is written down, so then the author is not there in order to interpret what he's saying to you. So therefore, it's much more subject to error. So Torah Shebal Peh, which was given over, Bal Peh, you're not supposed to write it because it's subject to error. There has to be a purity of the Messiah. However, there's another idea, a deeper idea. Maybe this is the backbone of what the Ran wants to say also, and that's found in the Kuzari. The Kuzari tells us a very, very big idea over here about this Isser of writing Torah Shebal Peh. A little bit more than 3 years ago, this week it was supposed to snow, and it didn't. But a little more than 3 years ago, so we actually had a Levaya in the snow. It was the Levaya of Rav Shlim Brevda, Zechat Tzadik B'Kadosh Levracha, Rebbe of the Mashkiach. Mashkiach was in America with Rabbi Abramowitz, and they had just arrived in Toronto when they found out about the Patira, and not only did they miss the Levaya in Eretz Yisrael, but they missed the Levaya in Brooklyn as well, where Brevda was. So Mashkiach missed the Levaya altogether. But we were here in Eretz Yisrael, and it was snowing, and you could imagine it wasn't the most fun Levaya to go to. Levayas are never fun. But one guy came over to me, and he said, you know, do I really have to go to this Levaya? So I said, well, why do you think you shouldn't have to go to the Levi? He says, well, I didn't really know him, you know. It was just, okay, fine, it was a big rub, but I didn't really know him. I looked at the guy and I said, are you sure you didn't really know him? He says, what do you mean? I never saw him, I never heard a tape, but I don't really know him. I said, you sure you don't really know him? Do you ever go to a vod in this yeshiva? Do you ever hear a shmooze on Sunday night? Did you get anything out of it? Did you appreciate the ideas? Who do you think was being medaber mitoich groinei of the mashkiach? That's what a rabbi is. You hear something over from a rabbi, the idea of the rabbi goes into you, you become pregnant with his ideas. And it makes you into who you are. And his ideas come out of you. Well, you can't say you didn't know him. You do know him. Aside from the fact that Rav Brevda was known to say the Mashkiach is me in an English accent. But that's what a Rebbe is. I had another experience. This is Derech Agav. That year on Purim, so a guy showed up in my house, you know, whatever. I already had a couple to drink. And the guy comes in and, you know, whatever, I don't know what he was doing, but he told me, you know, that my, what's it called? He told me that maybe you know my grandfather. Who's your grandfather? Shlomo Brevda. So I said to him, Shlomo Brevda is also my grandfather. He says, what are you talking about? I said, well, you know, whatever. I'm a Talmud Yeshivas Teres Moshe. My Rebbe is Rav Chanan Fishman. Rav Chanan Fishman is a Talmud Muvak of Rav Shlomo Brevda. So Rav Shlomo Brevda is my grandfather also. We got up, we sang, we danced, you know, whatever. It was levity. But that's what a Rebbe is. And that's what the Kuzari says also as to why it is that Dvarim Shebal Peh, Teres Shebal Peh, can't be written. Zok the Kuzari, ki amchavin min aloshin, the intent of language, hachnes ma shiyesh benefesh hamedaber benefesh hashemeya. It gives entry of that which is in the nefesh of the speaker, of the soul of the seeker, and brings it into the soul of the listener. V'zoysa kavona loyti gomer al tuma, el aponim al ponim. You can't accomplish this unless I'm standing there speaking to you. Because there's a maila of the spoken word over the written word. And like people said, great line, mipi seifrim, learn from the seifrim, v'lay mipi svarim. It goes in better when you hear it from a person. The idea goes in better when you hear it from a person. There are certain things that you can't get from a book. And that's why we say, Dvarim Shebal Peh, Iyat Torah Shai L'Kosvam, because the Mesira has to be pure. Another anecdote on this, what's it called, on this topic. I remember it was about 4 or 5 years ago. I was learning with a particular Chavrusa. We were learning Hilchas Kriya Shema that year. Halacha Seder. And he gave me a couple of tapes of Rav Yosher Ber. I had never yet heard a tape of Rav Yosher Ber up until that point. You know, a written Red Shtiklach Torah or whatever, never heard a tape. And I still remember the experience that I was listening to the tape. I was walking around Telstone. It was a Matzei Shabbos. And I always do that on a Matzei Shabbos. You know, you got to walk off the cholent or whatever and listen to a good tape. And I'm listening, he's saying a shtickle in the Rambam, and it was fierce, and his delivery, I got so excited, I literally started to jump, and then I started to dance. It was just, you know, whatever, I was aside myself. But I realized something else. As I was listening to him speak, there was a certain elocution, there were certain phrases that I heard the Rosh Yeshiva. And there were certain phrases and a certain way of saying things that I heard Rabbi Shurkin. And at that point in my life, now I've heard quite a few shiurim from Rabbi Tversky, Zeichet Tzadik, Kodesh Levracha, but at that time I had never heard yet. I'm sure that if I would have heard at that time, I would have been able to discern it also. But you see it. You see it that from a Talmud has his Rebbe inside of him. You can't get that from a book. It's Mesira. We make a mistake and we think that our job as a Talmud is to make our Rebbe into a book. You have people who go through years of shiurim, and they feel like their entire job is, you know, to get down the shiur. Like, I got shiur today, I got shiur today. Some people have a very beautiful notebook, and all the more power to them. That's a wonderful thing. But that's not the ikkar. The ikkar is that after this experience, is your Rebbe inside of you? Is your Rebbe living inside of you? Is his voice inside of you? So unfortunately, we don't even let that happen. Because we're so busy trying to figure out what the flaw is and what he's saying, that what he's saying doesn't even go in. But it manages through the cracks anyway. Certain attitude, a certain way of thinking. And before you know it, after 4 or 5 or 6 years or whatever it is, you realize, oh, that's where that came from. That happens to me all the time. There's two parts of Torah. There's the Torah Shebiktav. Soiv zoysi karen b'sefer. But that's not enough. There has to be a simba oznei Yeshua. There's a certain human element in Torah that goes over from Rebbe to Talmud. The personality gives birth to another personality. And that's what we have in the Shira Sazinu as well. Kisvu lochem es ha-shira azayis v'limda b'nei Yisrael sima b'piya. Put it in their mouths. Put the Torah into their personality so that when they talk, the Rebbe talks. Why? Because the Rebbe had a Rebbe also. And his Rebbe had a Rebbe before him. And that goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, his Rebbe was the Pi HaGvura. That's the ultimate Torah Shebaal Peh. The Mipi HaGvura that goes down from generation to generation to generation to generation up until the present. Right now we don't have a choice. You open up a Ran, you open up a Rajba. Okay, that's also a Bechina of learning Torah Shebaal Peh. But there are mistakes, like the Ran says. And the nefesh is not the same. It's not that purity of transmission from person to person. You've got to be with people. There's something that a Rebbe can do. There's something that a human being can do that a book never will be able to. So I give everybody the bracha. Be able to learn a lot of Torah Shebiktav. Be able to learn a lot of Torah Shebaal Peh. And you should all be zeche to being kind of your own Mesira, ish mipi ish. Going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, tainted, untainted, unadulterated, right? Only from people who are interested in giving over the truth and the methodology of getting the truth. So Be'ezus Hashem, you'll be able to have your own line from your nefesh, going back to the nefesh before you, to the nefesh before you, all the way to Mipi HaGvura, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should all be Zeicher. Have a good Shabbos.